GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
Paging Nurse McClary, you're needed on the George Hill Rick Tyler Show.
Hey, G, Amy McClary, RN at Northern Light EMMC is back on line 3 for GHRT right now.
Okay, we love to have these people on because they know what we don't know, Rick. She can tell us everything, that every question we have, and we have maybe a dozen here. To begin with is, well, how do you pick the left arm or the right arm? When you stick the needle in, they always ask me the same question. You want the left arm or you want the right arm?
What is the correct answer when someone asks that?
Whatever one you have the best vein in.
Okay.
Don't give them the one that has no vein and make them go searching.
Well, George and I are very vain, so it should be pretty easy. Actually, we got you on because, and this is an interesting question. I think it's coming, it's tomorrow night, isn't it?
Tomorrow night, yeah. We are hosting a virtual lung cancer screening education for patients out in the community. So you can register and then just log in from the comfort of your home and hear about all the great stuff, lung cancer screening, and why it's important for you to be screened.
Okay, you're not going to screen, you're going to inform. Is that the...
That's correct. We're going to give you information so you can go back to your primary care provider and discuss if having a lung cancer screening is right for you.
Okay, sounds like there's going to be some questions asked and you answer them to yourself and then you think, okay, maybe I do need to contact my PCP and have a conversation about it. What are some of the questions, what are some of the maybe pre-questions that listeners might be thinking about before they want to join this?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So the biggest thing is, you know, that we get all the time is, am I eligible for lung cancer screening? And it's different than some of the other screenings out there, like mammograms and colonoscopies. Lung cancer screening has several eligibility points that patients have to meet. So the first off is you have to be in the age bracket. Right now, that age bracket is 55 to 77. So if you are in between that age, that's check one, so you can move on to the next step. So then it's, are you a current smoker or former smoker that's quit within the last 15 years? If you meet those criteria, you move on to the next one, and it's have a smoking history of 30 pack years. And what that means is it's kind of a how long and how much you've smoked. So 30 pack years comes out to be about a pack a day for 30 years that you've smoked, or two packs a day for 15 years. We're excited to announce, too, that there's been new eligibility requirements out for lung cancer screening, and they've actually lowered that age bracket down to 50, and they've decreased that smoking history down to 20. These guidelines are pretty new. They're less than a month old, so many insurance companies haven't started endorsing them yet, but we anticipate in the next couple of months that we'll see many of the insurance plans get behind them.
Okay, this is kind of the left crazy question I'll ask, but... For those of us who have friends who have had lung cancer, we know smoking's a bad deal. We're not even arguing that anymore. But what about the small group of people who get lung cancer who never smoked or don't smoke?
Yeah, that's a great question. So right now, there's not enough research out to kind of figure out which patients to screen for, you know, who might have a family history of it or that secondhand experience. Smoke exposure, but that's always a great question to have with your primary care provider to see if, you know, just doing a regular CAT scan to make sure everything is okay and there's nothing suspicious in your chest, to see if that should be done. But right now for lung cancer screening, there's only evidence that the smoking history is what's most beneficial for screening.
Amy McClary, RN, she's a patient navigator with Northern Light Eastern Maine Medical Center. This virtual free lung cancer, I'm calling it a pre-screening, is tomorrow evening. In a moment, we're going to give you all the who, what, when, where, and how to patch into this thing. You mentioned just a second ago about how many packs per year. Packs per day. A listener is confused by that. They sent us a note. What is the pack parameter that I should be considering as to whether or not I should tune into this?
So great question. So you got to look at how much you've smoked over the years and how many years you've smoked. So if you smoked a pack a day, you know, for 20, 30 years or more, this would be a great education for you. Or even if, you know, you smoked heavy, you know, during your 20s and 30s and then, you know, backed off a little bit but started back up, it's great education too. And I think it's a great point to kind of look at, you know, your smoking history and really write down what you were smoking on average throughout the years. But typically, if you smoked a pack a day for 20 to 30 years, you'll likely be eligible for screening.
Okay, that answers the question. The listener actually wrote this to us. I'm 39. I smoke 2 to 3 packs a day for 23 years. Well, do the math and see when they started on that one. I quit 1 year after I got pneumonia. But when should I start screenings? P.S. My father died of lung cancer. Sounds like a candidate for this event tomorrow night.
And how old was this listener? 39, you said?
Well, 39, so he's outside the age parameter.
Yeah, so that's a conversation to have with the primary care provider. And I would encourage them to check with their insurance plan, because there are plans out there that are a little different than the guidelines, too, so they might consider screening him and having it covered by his insurance plan. But the vast majority of plans right now are in that 50 age bracket, but it never hurts to ask your insurance carrier what they cover.
Again, another question. It's probably going to pop up. We haven't had vaping for a long time, but we've had it for quite a while. And it's generally been assumed that it's at the lower age level. But let's just throw vaping into it. What about heavy vapors?
Yeah, so that's a great question. But with vaping right now, there's just not enough evidence and research out there to see if screening would be appropriate for that bracket of patients.
You're never supposed to ask a question unless you know the answer. That's never been a policy on our show, but I think we know the answer to this one. How much does it cost to take part in this lung cancer screening tomorrow evening?
So the virtual education is completely free. We just want to get the education out to people so they can talk with their primary care provider and their medical team to see if screening's right for them.
Maine,
lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death, so we really want to get the information out to people so you can start to have these conversations with their providers to see if screening is right for them.
We have a high incidence of lung cancer rates, maybe the highest in the nation, about 30%, higher than the national average. I know that doesn't come up in the screening necessarily, but is there a reason for this?
Yeah, so our team here at the medical center, we've looked into this a lot, and other groups around the state have as well. You know, Maine has an older population, which accounts for some of it, and we have some, you know, those older folks carry pretty significant smoking histories, you know, 2-3 packs a day starting, you know, early teens and carrying through their 60s and 70s.
I don't know if you know the answer to this question, George. I don't think you know it either. This is something that comes up. A listener hears that someone's talking about smoking a pack a day for 30 years. Anybody done the math on that? I don't even know how much I've said this before. How much does Amy, do you have any idea how much a pack of cigarettes costs?
I think depending on the brand, it's somewhere between $7 and $10 a pack.
Let's go eight then. So $8 for a pack of cigarettes, and you're smoking a pack a day, so 8 times 365, and then you're smoking for 20 plus years. Holy cow, I don't even want to. My kid would go to college for free. Oh, my word.
You would never. All right, so, you know, we love throwing. Our job is to throw questions, right?
And then I love them.
It gets into your. So we've legalized marijuana in the state. People have been doing pot for a very long time, illegally or whatever.
Don't judge.
Don't judge. But it's still the ingestion of smoke into the lungs. Are you seeing any correlation?
Yeah, the only thing we should be putting through our lungs is just air. You know, anytime we put something else, it certainly can affect our lungs and have long-lasting effects.
Very nice answer. Now, you always thought that we have great questions. Sometimes you have great answers, which is a politically great answer you just gave me.
All right, listeners are sending us varying estimates of how much money that person is spending. One person writes $87,000.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Another person writes $52,000. Hang on a sec. Hey Siri, what is 8 times 365 times 20? And let's find out. By the way, a lot of people are upset because I just activated the Siri on their phone.
Yeah, you activated everybody's Siri.
Yeah, I didn't mean to. Oh, she's not calculating. Ask another question. Ask another great question of Amy, and I'll find out the answer
question
here.
All right, so we know the borders here, the age and the current. You're going to give the information. What kind of excuse do you hear from people who say they can't quit?
that, you know, it's just be part of their daily routine that they get up, they get their coffee, they have a cigarette, like they don't know what to do when they get after they get their coffee, that it's so ingrained in them just to get their cigarettes. I will say the Maine Tobacco Helpline, now called the Quit Line, has a lot of great resources. So if someone's looking to quit or just needs to talk to someone, that's a really great resource for folks.
Rick is contemplating something.
No, I had to redo my math because a listener pointed out something to us. You can't, okay, you can't ballpark the price of a pack of cigarettes at just, I went with $8, but that's $8 today. If they've been smoking for 20 years, the price of smokes was less back then. So I lowered it down to $5. Okay. So I lowered it down to $5. So if you were smoking a pack a day for 20 years, based on $5, it's $36,500.
It's a lot of dough, no matter how you cook it, right?
Absolutely.
And that being said, again, we remind you that this is a free lung cancer informational session. Amy, where do we direct people to get online to watch this and take part in this?
Yeah, so we are asking folks to register. So there are two ways to register. You can call me directly at 973-5822, or we have a link right on our website, and that website's northernlight.org/EMMC lung.
973-5822. Did we get that right?
Correct.
And the website one more time, Amy.
northernlight.org/EMMC lung.
WVOM, the voice of Maine.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.